Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Careful listeners may recall that my wife and I have a little house on a lake in these parts. What you may not know is that this lake came with its own mermaid, a real one. I first noticed her years ago, bobbing along the shore in a kayak, her dark tresses glinting in the morning sun. She didn't notice me. Her eyes were downcast as she mapped her underwater domain. Next time I saw her, she was in a rowboat, leading a squadron of mermaids and mermen. They had wetsuits and snorkels. They were doing battle with an enemy that is threatening lakes all over America, Eurasian water milfoil, an invasive weed. It crowds out native plant species, starves fish, clogs intakes and propellers. Other towns have spent fortunes to contain this menace, not ours. We had a mermaid. She grew up on the shores of Long Island, did desk work for a while, but moved up here, still young, for a quiet life close to nature. She became an environmental warrior. When Asian milfoil struck a few years ago, she rose to the challenge. Back then, the usual ways to fight milfoil were chemicals and mechanical harvesting. Our mermaid had a better, gentler idea, hand pulling. She organized a team of volunteer divers. They came from all over. She taught them how to pull up the roots without leaving fragments that would become new weeds, making things worse. She even wrangled small payments for these aqueous commandos. Result, when other towns struggled with milfoil, we pretty much kept it at bay. America used to be like this. When some crisis threatened, we'd grab our muskets or shovels or checkbooks and band together to fix it, often without prodding, funding, official approval. Nowadays, the world is more complex, and we've become more individualistic, less concerned about the general welfare. We want lower taxes, less spending on other people. But in a few good souls, a passion for the common good burns high. One of those was our Lady of the Lake, Mercedes Gallagher of Beckett, Massachusetts. She died the other day, only 63, after a long illness. Her divers are still with us, and they're looking for recruits. After the lake thaws this spring, they'll be out in force, fighting Mercedes' war. And the legend of our Little Mermaid will endure, inspiring others to get out there and do what needs to be done. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.